So let's review. The Gemara describes how Purim was established. Shilchalahem Esther lachachamim kavuni l'dayris. Esther requested that a Yom Tov be established to celebrate the miracle and that it be written and included in the Kisvei Kodesh. The Chachamim replied, Kina atma ireres aleinu l'bein ha'umais. This will incite the nations to hate us. However, she answered, Kvar ksuvo ani al divrei ayomim l'malchei modayu for us. The events are already recorded and well known in the annals of royal history. The Gemara then describes how the Megillah was written. Kesvuni l'dayris. Esther requested that the miracle be recorded. Chacham replied, Halakasavti l'cha shlishim shlishim v'lay ribayim. The pasuk alludes to three recordings of our struggle with Amalek, not four. However, they then expounded the pasuk k'soiv zois zikarin basefer, and they explained k'soiv zois masha kosov kan b'mishnah Torah. Write the two times the Torah describes Yeshua's battle with Amalek in Parshas Beshalach and Parshas Kisetze. Zikarin masha kosov b'nevi'im. Write an additional time of the war of Shaul and basefer masha kosov b'megillah. Record the events of the Purim story. The Gemara cites a machloikis, whether Esther metame is ayodayim, whether Megillah transmits tumah to one who touches it, as do all other kisvei kodesh. The Gemara states, Esther beruach hakodesh nemra. Megillas Esther was written with ruach hakodesh, and it brings many proofs. After challenging them all, the Gemara says, lukulu islu pircha lavar midishmuel de lesle pircha. We can refute them all, except for the following proof of Shmuel. The pasuk says kimu v'kiblu, and we expound kimu l'mayla masha kiblu l'mata. In heaven, they confirmed the decree of the Chachamim establishing the Yom Tov of Purim. The Gemara discusses the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. The pasuk says Mishloach Manos ish l're'ehu, which means shtei manos l'ish echad. A person must send two gifts to a single friend. The pasuk also says u'matanos l'avyoinim, which means shtei matanos l'shnei b'nei adam. He must send two gifts to two separate paupers, one to each of them. The Gemara rules, mechayev inish l'vesumei b'puraya ad lo yoda bein orur haman l'baruch Mordechai. A person must become inebriated on Purim to the extent that he cannot discern between the two parts of the poem where we say, cursed is Haman and blessed is Mordechai. Another ruling, Su'udas Purim sha'achla b'layla lo yotzo yidei chayvasai. One does not fulfill his obligation by eating the Purim meal at night, as the pasuk says, Yimei mishte v'simcha. Zok the Mishnah, Ein bein yom tov l'shabbos ela oichel nefesh b'lvad. The only difference between the prohibition against melacha on Shabbos and yom tov is regarding melachas involved in food preparation. These are forbidden on Shabbos, but permitted on yom tov. The Gemara infers, Ha le'inyin machshir oichel nefesh zeh v'zeh shavin. Melachas that are only the preliminary stages of food preparation are forbidden even on Yom Tov. However, Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshirei oichel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda argues and permits even these preliminary melachas. The Gemara explains, machshirin she'i efsher la'asoysan me'erev Yom Tov. This is only for melachas that could not have been done before Yom Tov. Zok de Mishnah, Ein bein Shabbos liyom ha'kipurim, Elo shezeh zedoyne b'dei odom v'zeh zedoyne b'koris. The issim malacha of Shabbos and Yom Kippur are identical, except that the malacha on Shabbos is punishable by death and bezdin, while the malacha on Yom Kippur is punishable by koris, an early death. The Gemara infers, ha l'inyan tashlumin zeh v'zeh shavin. If someone performs an act for which he's liable for the death penalty and simultaneously becomes obligated in some form of financial reimbursement, the capital punishment exempts him from the monetary obligation. In this regard, Mises Bezdin and Karis have the same halacha as the Braiser rules, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Hayoises Yom Kippurim Kishabbos L'Tashlumin. He equated Shabbos, for which one is liable to Misa, and Yom Kippur, for which one is liable to Karis, regarding these payments. Ma Shabbos Mischayiv Benafshoi U'Potim Min HaTashlumin, Af Yom Kippurim Mischayiv Benafshoi U'Potim Min HaTashlumin. Just as when one is liable for Mises Bezdin, he is exempt from payment, so too, when one is liable for Karis, he is exempt from payment. For example, Hidlik Gedishoi Shel Chaveroi. If one set fire to another's property, he is either liable Misa or Karis for Molechas Avara, making a fire. Either way, he is exempt from paying for the property damage.